to another episode of Grounded. I'm your host, Piper, joined today by my co-host, Gunnar, and Natalie. Natalie, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. What have you guys been up to this week? Are we ready for fall? Is everyone feeling ready?
Yes. I'm ready for the weather to not be 90 degrees, even though it's heading into October.
I always say something about being a Floridian, but I don't think I'll get out of the 90 degree weather.
Natalie, you're in the Kansas City area, correct?
I am. I'm in Kansas City, and this time of year, as you kind of go down the road, farming, combining is in full effect over here. So it's exciting to see. It's fun to see. And you know that it's football season when you start seeing those combines running.
Definitely. Yeah. More importantly, you're not a Chiefs fan, are you?
Oh, please. Of course I am. I should be wearing red today, actually. It's Red Fridays in Kansas City, but, you know, I'm keeping it low key just because I know I probably have Vikings fans on the call.
Well, it's been fun talking with you, Natalie. Stay grounded. We'll see you on the next episode. I don't know if we've got anything else to talk about. No, I won't hold it against you. But cool. Natalie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Staying busy. We've had a lot going on in these last couple of weeks, I would say, the entire team. So it's been kind of exciting and it's been busy, and I'm sure we'll get into some of that.
Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit more about your role here?
Absolutely. So I am part of the, I guess what we're calling Pattern Legacy team. So I started with Pattern Ag in 2021. So I'm coming up on 3 years in November. Just pretty exciting. I always like to make the joke that, like, in startup world, it's like every year is like seven years in dog years. So the fact that you make it 3 years, you're like, oh my God, I've worked there my entire life. But I started out as the very first marketing person, official marketing person at Pattern, and then have been really excited to sort of continue my role now working at Earth Optics. So I love the opportunity to get to sort of work with new brands, new people. And we're moving into a really exciting time, which is some branding opportunities for really taking these two companies and making them one, which is one of my favorite things to do in marketing.
Yeah, that's no small job to take two. I mean, the brands are equal. I mean, they're huge brands, Pattern and Earth Optics. So how, you know, what does that look like? What has that been like for you just in these early days? I know we got a lot more to come.
But. Yeah. Well, I think it's like, you know, a big learning curve probably from each side. So just sort of understanding, I always feel like each brand has its own personality. And so sort of just understanding like, hey, I've gotten to develop the Pattern personality or brand, and now I get to sort of see what's been happening in the past few years with Earth Optics and how they like to sort of talk to customers and represent themselves out on social and websites and all of that, and sort of taking each of those and finding the best in both of them and making it into one brand, which is, it's fun. And, you know, I think with this sort of refresh, I guess you can call it, that we're going to be having, we're looking at, you know, possibly like a redesign of the logo and some new colors and some new look and feel. And I think that'll take both companies, like, it'll make it feel like it's really becoming one big family instead of sort of holding on to each one of these like legacy pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah. The whole, the new identity, the new brand identity will emerge.
Yeah.
But not this fall. Not this fall, right? We're going to reemerge probably post fall. So don't worry if you've got branded materials that you're going out with this fall.
Yes. Keep rolling with the same stuff. Pretend like nothing has changed. Nothing has happened. 2025, we'll start talking about it with our dealers and our customers. And, you know, I will say that at least from the side of Pattern Ag dealers, it's been really exciting. So I don't think there was a lot of, like, whoa, what's happening? I don't understand. I don't get why you two would come together. I think there was a really symbiotic relationship that was already sort of happening before the official merger happened. You know, we were bringing a till mapper to our customers and showing them what that could be done with that, along with nutrient mapper. And everybody was just super excited. They were like, whoa, I've never seen high-res nutrients like this. This is amazing. Then, whoa, tillage, that is awesome. I have never had anything offered to me like this in the marketplace. So we were already getting our customers excited about what was to come and then us coming together. I think it was like, now we can give you everything. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement out there.
Definitely. Yeah. I think what you just spoke to a little bit is a really great segue into the conversation here, from the standpoint of bringing different tools to the market, whether it's from the grower perspective or, you know, the retailer, co-op, dealer perspective. So Natalie, could you kind of cue us into what is the importance of having a differentiated business model, you know, on whatever side of the fence you're on?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of competition in the marketplace, right? I mean, if you're a seed dealer, you've probably got 4, 5, 6 other seed dealers in your town. And even if you guys sell different kinds of seed, you're all sort of fighting for the same people, right? In some respect. I think being able to take your business and really find the thing that makes you different and makes you a really valuable part of that grower's crop planning experience, that's where you can kind of set yourself apart. A really great kind of story about that is we had a customer. He's one of our dealers. He's been our dealer for a couple of years now, and he had a big grower meeting, getting everybody ready for fall, trying to start talking about seed for 2025. And, you know, he gets our business. He is dedicated to it. Sometimes it's a little hard to share with growers, especially something that's new technology. Not everybody in farming just loves to adopt new things, as we may or may not know. But he had in an equipment dealer with him and an agronomist, and he's a seed dealer. And so instead of talking about, hey, here's what I can do for you, and here's what this platform can do, and here's what these tests can do, he actually had his partners talk about, well, how would you use Tillmapper for your equipment? How does it work? Like, would you look at this and be able to help a customer decide like what needs to be tilled versus doesn't need to be tilled? Same idea with the agronomist. Hey, here's the test results. Here's your pests and pathogens. Like, talk to me about what you would recommend for this. So instead of it always being a pattern or Earth Optics saying, hey, we're so great, we love it when somebody else is going, whoa, this information is so great. And I think that also gives growers like sort of a vote of confidence on, I'm using this product. These are trusted advisors that are also really excited about this test and the opportunity to really understand this information.
How are we enabling dealers, like to your point, how are we enabling our customers to go out and make the most of this? Like, what tools are we providing them, you know, ahead of season, or I guess we're getting into season right now, to be able to go share this with folks?
Yeah, I think, you know, we decided a long time ago that we couldn't just be sort of software as a service kind of company. We had to be in the field with them. People love relationships. They want to know, just like if you're a grower and you have had the same insurance guy forever, you're going to have him forever. You trust that person. You know that Bob's there for you if something goes wrong that season. It's the same idea for, you know, working with our company. We have our customer success managers, which are sort of there as your liaison, training, anything that you need, co-branded materials. Hey, you need to do a dealer meeting and you need somebody there, or a grower meeting, and you need someone there to support you, then they're going to be there and help you out. So we're just sort of in the field with you. Like, it's really a partnership instead of it being like, hey, I'm your sales guy. We're going to get you this information and then I'll see you next year when it's time to re-up your contract. Nobody wants to feel like they're just another number or another contract. And so, you know, besides helping with marketing materials, which could be anything from dealer postcards, for some of our bigger customers who, you know, we would probably consider more of like a strategic partnership. We've even done some of our predictive ag reports where we brand them with their logos on them just to really make it feel like, hey, this is our service that we are bringing to our customers. Pattern, Earth Optics, we don't care if our name is on the thing. We're really here to provide the information. We're here to provide all of those tools to our dealers and to their growers. And if our name gets mentioned in it, that's great. But if it doesn't, that's not the important part. We can be like the man behind the curtain while everybody else is kind of taking the lead.
Yeah, and to that point, I mean, what we offer is so unique in this space, especially as a combined entity now. It obviously helps to have our name on anything and everything, but I think what we're providing is unique enough that especially in this you know, tight-knit community that is agriculture, word of mouth is really, really important, and the deliverables that we're providing, whether it be for biofertility, carbon compaction, it speaks volume, and I think word travels pretty fast of the value of it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there hasn't been an opportunity before for growers or dealers, and I guess I'll just talk to growers for this moment. Like, you know, you're going into your planting season, and you think you have all the information you could possibly need. And really, before the services that we offer, it was like, okay, I know my fertility. Great. I know what I got to put in the ground. I know what I need to prep before I, you know, start planting. This corner of my, you know, field, this doesn't really perform very well. I think it's this thing. I think, you know, this is the problem in this side. And so they try it, and that's great. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. I think what is so cool is literally we offer the entire 360 view at this point. So like now it is like spending money on tillage, spending money on pests, pathogens, diseases, spending money on your biofertility. And we all know that, especially with all the biologicals that are out there, it's like a throw it on the field and let's see if it works. And, you know, like sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But it sure as heck is a lot better to be able to test that ground and see what kind of biofertility measures you really need to like start looking at, and then making sure that that's what you're putting down so that you know you're getting full effectiveness. You know, there's no more guessing, which I think is, I mean, I don't like to guess on things either, you know, so it's especially when it's money. So, I mean,
I was explaining this to my non-ag family members, and I was like, it's like you go to the doctor and you get a test, a blood test, whatever it is, before you treat what's going on. And like, that's what we're offering for soil, right? You're getting the full suite, the full test before, because they're like, why are we pulling soil? Why are we doing all these things? They're not in ag. They don't get it. But I explained it that way. And I'm like, it's the diagnostic across the board that's going to tell you, you know, so you're not guessing, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's like, when you put it in that term, it's like nobody's going to go into surgery or like commit to some big thing without running a ton of, you know, tests ahead of time. It's like you are putting your entire livelihood for the season into all these inputs. Like, don't go in blind. Like, who wants to do that? Like,
yeah,
there's no reason.
Not with so much on the table, not with so much risk. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's already other things that they have to worry about. Take this off the table.
If you haven't listened to our podcast on 360 Pro, where we talk about, you know, the full stack offering, and we've covered it in a couple, but I know we've got one that's 360 Pro specific, I urge you go back, listen. It'll give you all the nitty gritty details on that product offering this fall.
Definitely. And I'm glad you brought up, you know, the biological inoculants, Natalie, and the fact that as of today, it very much is the case that you don't know exactly where or when these different inoculants are going to work. And I saw an image that Jesse Uzel, our senior carbon advisor, shared with me a couple weeks ago. And it's a map or a Venn diagram of sorts of all the different inoculant companies out in the space. And there's hundreds. And they all do slightly different things, but the overarching goal is largely the same. It's to improve soil health. It's to improve productivity, oftentimes carbon sequestration as well. Can you explain how 360 Pro unlocks the all the questions behind those inoculants and how it helps a grower dial in when and where those different inoculants may or may not work for their goals?
Yeah, I mean, one of the analyses is literally getting your pests, your disease, both below ground and foliar. But another big part of that is biofertility measures. So, you know, you're looking at your AMF and all sorts of different, you know, things that you can use, phosphorus, all the stuff that you're hoping to put on that field. You're hoping that it's going to work. You're hoping that that's the solve, but instead you're getting these results. So, what is awesome about it is you do not have to be an agronomist to understand the results. So even myself, which, you know, it's going to say pretty low key agronomy here. You know, if it's red, it's bad. And if it's green, it's good. And so like anybody can take a look at, you know, their biofertility measures and say, hey, in this field, like we are having like a serious issue with this particular, you know, measure. and this product, and we even have a list that we can provide to our dealers and their customers that sort of say, hey, and again, we're product agnostic. We give the information. We are not saying that you have to use a certain product, but what we are saying is these products are known for helping these types of things. So if you're seeing red in this category, here's a product that might really help you. You know, I like to use customer stories because I think it's awesome when we get to hear feedback from customers and they're letting us know like, oh my God, I'm shocked this actually did work. But we did have a customer that was having some AMF issues, and he put down a biofertility, sort of one of the biologicals that helps with AMF, and did half the field in it, took the other half, did nothing. And there's like this picture where you can see it. I swear to God, it looks like we Photoshopped it. It looks like half the field is just like a mess and the other half looks awesome. And I mean, it is a straight line of color that you can tell where the product was used and where it was not used. And we even had one of these guys show up to our dealer meeting and we were like, can you raise your hand? Like, this is a real picture, right? And he's like, absolutely. He's like, I took this picture. I was so shocked. I had to send it to my sales guy because I was like, you're not going to believe the result from using this. So that's always like so cool to hear.
To hear and see how it's done. Tell us a little bit. We talked about tools that were like equipping dealers. Tell us what we did this fall, which I thought was great, or pre-fall. In the form of dealer meetings, what is a dealer meeting? What do those look like? What do we do there?
So, like I said, we are very customer centric. It's really important for us, for our dealers to feel like they have the latest information. They feel really well educated so that they can go out there and talk to their growers and feel like they can sort of feel empowered to have their own meetings, even if they do want us there to support them. So it sort of started out as a, I guess, a test run back in February of this year. So February 2024, we brought some of our long-term dealers out to California and we were like, hey, we want you to come out, sort of learn what's going to be coming out in the predictive ag report for this coming season. We can talk about that afterwards, what the predictive ag report is, but we'll give you all the scoop. We'll tell you what's coming down the product pipeline. We'll tell you a little like 101 of agronomy and how we're sort of measuring things. So they got to do all that, come out to our lab. Well, it was like everybody's mind was just blown. They basically walked away from that meeting and, you know, we didn't know what kind of response we were going to get. And they were like, this is amazing. I had no idea, like everything that went into the background of what you guys are doing, you know, because they're logging on, they're seeing their results. They're like, magic's happening somewhere along the way here. Like, that's how I feel when I talk about some of our data science people and like when they do the magic things. But it was so well received that we decided like this is something that we have to expand into each one of our sort of regions. So for the very first time, we held four different dealer meetings. They were, let's see, we did one in Indiana to cover sort of the east. Had a Quad City one to cover sort of that northeast region of the Midwest. We did South Dakota because we have a lot of dealers in that area. And then we did Omaha as our last one. And the plan is sort of to keep those moving around. You know, we need to hit Minnesota, visit Gunnar up there. And so we bring everybody in for essentially what becomes like about a day and a half. We sort of have a little bit of a meet and greet with everybody. And then the next day is full of just education, essentially. So not only education about the product and the tools and how to use it and how to talk to your customers about it, but really teaching them about differentiating themselves in the marketplace and how this tool can really help them gain customers and grow their business. So it was an amazing event. We had really great feedback from it. I would assume that this is going to happen again on a yearly basis and hopefully just expand it. I'd say our biggest meeting was around 30 people and we don't want to get too large because I think part of the value of that is really being able to have those conversations and not just between the facilitators and the dealers, but dealers having conversations with each other, which was probably the best part of it. It was like this guy sharing how he's using the tool and this dealer talking about like how it's really helped him or how he's explaining it to his customers. So there was no competitive feel within this. It was all like, We're here to learn together. This is going to be the future of agriculture. Like, this is knowing your risks and measuring risk is going to be where we're headed and is where we're headed. So like, there's no reason to be on the old school train over here. We gotta catch up.
The pie is big. There's slices to go around, especially. Yeah.
There's still a lot of acres we're not on that we need to be on. So there's plenty to go.
Yeah, the dealer meetings, as someone who has worked in tech and in tech startups, like coming over to the ag side of it, it's been a lesson for me. And like, you have to meet folks where they're at, and you're, you know, bridging the gap between them. In a startup, where especially post COVID, we're also used to being remote, being computer based, you know?
Yeah.
And I think just bringing those two worlds together, like the only way to do that is with boots on the ground, is with meeting face to face. And like you said, connecting dealers, like that community learning aspect is huge.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's like technology, it's clearly being adopted more and more daily because, you know, like everybody's got essentially a phone that's a mini computer in their hand that they don't go anywhere with. And, you know, ag is sort of always a slow adopter just because I think of risk more than anything. So, you know, if you're just talking at somebody, hey, you need to use this thing and this is great new technology and you know, don't be left in the dust. You know, they're sort of like, okay, whatever. Like, I know what I'm doing. Like, I don't really need that help. I think when we have the opportunity to be face to face with a dealer and really explain, like, this is a tool for you. This is not to tell you what to do. You're still the decision maker. You're still the expert. You know your land better than anybody else is going to know their land. However, why not have this additional information in front of you so that, you know, you can take the things that you know historically and the things that you have thought have been problems and then actually put some sort of value, like number value, with it.
Yeah, I would say the product that we offer is amazing, but what more than half of that puzzle, it feels like to me, is the education aspect too. Like the willingness of, you know, your department, sales, et cetera, to go out and actually educate folks on like, here's the tool. The tool's awesome. We know that. But like, let's educate you on how to use it so you feel comfortable enough, like going out and communicating that with your growers.
Absolutely. And really, it's like, you know, those dealers have to teach their growers because those growers get access to the system as well, right? So it's a very transparent process. Like, nobody's holding like the locked information, right? It's like these dealers, sure, they get the information in order to, you know, make best recommendations for the growers that they're working with. But you can also invite your grower to take a look at the dashboard. And then that grower can go in there and be like, I want to see what's going on. And I want to know what's happening on my land. And then I think, again, that's part of the transparency and a way to differentiate your business where instead of just telling them what they should be using, you can show them what they should be using and why they should be using it. And I think, you know, again, trust with a company, trust with your dealer, trust with in general is where like people keep coming back because they don't feel like they've been got, right? Or if something doesn't work out the way they thought it was going to, it's not be for lack of trying or lack of data or lack of information. It's like, sometimes the weather is the weather and things happen. And, you know, like some things are just out of people's control, but anything within our control, we can sort of help navigate those challenges.
Definitely. Speaking of growers and meeting people face to face, Natalie, I've had the pleasure of working with you at a couple trade shows now. Can you explain the importance of visiting these trade shows and getting a chance to get right in front of growers themselves and walk through our product lineup, walk through the benefits of it and continue that educational component? Because I know those conversations for me, oftentimes it almost feels like I'm giving a mini lecture on, you know, this is what biofertility is. This is why it's important. This is why it's something that you should also be considering alongside fertility and compaction. So could you explain the importance of these trade shows and how that benefits or increases the trust that we have with growers out there in the U.S.?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there are some trade shows out there that are sort of ag staples within the industry, right? Like your commodity classics. That's something that people go to every single year and they expect to see the new trends and they expect to see the new technology that's out there. I always, you know, I've worked in different, mostly agriculture and animal health, But in both of those industries, like to be a player in the game, you need to be there, right? Because they're like, oh, okay, you're like trying to compete with the big dogs, right? And even if you're not a big dog yet, there's really two substantial reasons, in my opinion, to be there. One is to connect with the people you're already working with. I think they love seeing their company represented at a trade show, right? I'm a dealer for Earth Optics. I come out to the trade show. I see a booth. I get to talk to, you know, Gunnar. I get to talk to Piper. I get to, like, these people I've been having conversations with, I've maybe never met in person because we're all over the Midwest. And so that's an awesome opportunity, again, for that face-to-face contact. And then for sort of new people, again, it's that education tool, right? I don't think that we are a company that can properly deliver messaging and information about what we do with like a one-liner, right? Like if you're like, I'm John Deere, I sell ag equipment. Like, I mean, essentially that is what they do. Now you can go into like, I sell the best ag equipment if you're a John Deere person or whoever it is. But when you start talking about, well, we, you know, measure the DNA in soil to come up pests and pathogens, and then we have sensor technology, that it's like all of a sudden it's like, whoa, this is a lot of information at one time. So I think just having that opportunity to have those conversations with new people, you know, they walk by, they see the ground owl. We're at Farm Progress, right? Just a few weeks ago, Gunnar, and it's like everybody walks by that ground owl and is like, stops in their tracks, turns around and goes, wait, what is this? Because every farmer loves a new toy. I mean, that's how I sort of feel about it, right? And so,
exactly.
So then it's
like trying to jump back 100 years and explain a cell phone. It's like,
yeah, kind of, like, what's this thing? And you know, it's like got a lot of information. And you can, I mean, like, I make the joke all the time that I'm like, my kids are like so much smarter than me because they can just like Google it or watch a YouTube video. And I'm like, how do you know these things? But I mean, that's where we're headed with agriculture too at this point. And so being there, being able to, you know, physically see the sensor, being able to talk through the technology, you know, I think that's it. Again, it's education and it's bringing a face to really the company, which is what people want to see. They don't want to know the company's name and just in theory know what they do. They want to see the people who work there. They want to see the people who can tell them about it and really have a relationship, or in the future, you know, they can call you at any time and be like, hey, we met at that show, right? And I have this question for you. And I have had that happen like multiple times with dealers that I never met. I meet them at a trade show and then I'm like, here's my card, call me if you need me, you know, and they really do, which is awesome.
I had that happen just yesterday. I had a farmer call me and he said, Hey Gunnar, I met you at Farm Progress a few weeks back. I want to talk to you about one of my fields because I've got a 160 acre field or so that 15 acres of it just hasn't performed in the last 5 to 10 years. He said, I've been trying everything. I do, you know, full fertility panels every single year, but nothing's happening. And I said, well, I would imagine there's probably a biofertility component to this issue then. And you got to get 360 Pro or Complete Bio on there right away, because you know, you're not running a profitable business if you're not growing anything. And what we offer allows growers to really get to the bottom of those questions. And something I've noticed at these trade shows is you hit it right on the head, or whatever that phrase is. But you know, growers come up to us and they say, what is this? What do you do? And you go through the spiel, you tell them what we do. And the next question is always, okay, well, what does it cost? And then it gets into that's where the conversation gets a little bit less exciting sometimes, but sometimes even more exciting, because you get to talk about the real ROI involved with what we provide. A lot of people out there, I think, are selling things to sell things, but we're selling things to improve the operations of growers. So can you explain in layman's terms, I guess, the importance of ROI for a farmer, but also a dealer, and how our products can help ensure that growers are, you know, maximizing the return of their investments?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the dealer, right, like one of our customers is using it as sort of his selling tool for seed every year, right? So for him, it's not about providing this service and marking it up and making it a crazy expensive situation. Instead, what he's doing is he's saying, I'm offering it for you. essentially at cost. And what my expectation is I'm going to be able to sell you the right seed and I become your trusted advisor so that you come to me every single year, you run this test every single year, and we can pick the thing that is going to perform the best for you. And I think that's really all growers are really looking for, right? I mean, we have, I know I keep going back to customer stories. Again, I love a good customer story. We have a customer that is in Iowa, and every time we show a corn rootworm map, he is smack dab in the center of that like hot spot. Like we're like, dude, you should have, I mean, like it should be like 7,000 eggs just like sitting there across your field. So we went in and tested for him a few years ago. He actually came in as part of an AMVAC trial. So, you know, he didn't come to us directly. AMVAC was like, hey, we want to, you know, trial this out, see how it is. And will you do this for us? So he's now a dealer for us, but we went in that very first year. We ran what was called at the time a pressure panel. So it was really just corn rootworm, soybean cyst nematode, and sudden death syndrome. He's corn on corn, has always been corn on corn. So the expectation is, yeah, there's going to be some corn rootworm in here. His fields were 100% clean. He was like, that is impossible. So of course he did not believe us 100% because he's like, you're new. I don't know. I can't like risk this. Right. And so he slowly started out 200 acres. I'm going to plant just conventional seed and see what happens. Absolutely same amount of yield as his triple trait, all the fun stuff, extreme expensive hybrids. The following year, I mean, I think this is either his third or fourth season with us, a little bit more. Following season, a little bit more. Well, he's at the point now, talk about ROI, instead of paying for the seed that, you know, is what is really driving your input costs high, he grows waxy corn, so he can grow conventional waxy corn, save a ton of money on seed, and just at the end of the season, invest that money in something else. Like we know that it's not probably going to go back in the bank account. We're aware that like, you know, typically you hope that you have a great season, but typically a farmer's going to put it back into assets again. But that gives you an opportunity to upgrade your equipment. Or if you do need to use some sort of traded corn, or you do need to have some sort of extra fungicide put onto your farm for a season, you're at least like directing those inputs and you're really like focusing that spend on the thing that you need instead of it feeling like, well, I always do this. I'm going to spend what I always spend on seed here. And then on top of it, I'm going to need to spend more money on this. And so you sort of just mentioned before like this question, which is like having that conversation about spend and how much things cost. And quite frankly, maybe I'm wrong. So you guys tell me, but our tests don't really cost a whole lot more than a traditional nutrient test that everybody does every single year. So you get so much more and you're paying the same amount of money for the most part.
You're 100% right. That was how the conversations typically went at Farm Progress talking to growers was, look, you're probably spending this much on your standard 2.5 acre grid pure fertility sampling. How about you get 100x the data plus a biofertility analysis telling you all the pathogens you might be facing the next year? And to summarize what you just said, Natalie, I think by gaining the additional data that you can get from 360 Pro or just complete bio, it allows you to reduce the spending that you're doing in a lot of other areas, especially your seed selection. And so it's still going to cost you X amount per acre to gather this data, but by putting that to use, you can dramatically reduce your costs elsewhere, which just reduces your overhead in general, ensures your operation's profitable. And I was at Blackleg Ranch for the Sustainable Ranchers Tour last week. And so this is not necessarily row crop focused, but one of the main sentiments from that meeting was the generational legacies of these operations. And that's just not something that exists if your business is not being run like a business and it's not profitable. And so, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes gathering this data, it seems like maybe not the biggest choice, but it might be what allows for you to keep your farm and your family for generations to come. It's going to allow you to expand your operation down the road. So it's really an incredibly important decision that growers have to make. And like we've been talking about today, it's about outlining where the benefits are, where things may or may not work for you. And at the end of the day, like Landon Oldham says, our friend at Heartland, if you don't test, it's just a guess.
Like that. We should get t-shirts made. Right.
To give Heartland some royalties on there.
Right.
Well, Natalie, one last kind of thought I wanted to touch on. Not only do we provide awesome data, the education tools to go out and be able to communicate that data, that this is like the cell phone for ag of the future. It's a terrible analogy, but you know what I mean. This is the new tech. So we're going to put the tools in your hand to be able to communicate, to educate, and then the data itself, the product itself is fantastic. We also like to have fun. So this season, can you talk a little bit about the contest that we put out for our dealer network?
Oh, absolutely. So few past years, we have been trying to come up with a fun way in fall for everybody to get map their acres, get them in there, make those sample plans. And then as soon as your combine hits that field and finishes, that's when we want to get in there and test. So we are doing a little contest where if you get one field sampled by October 15th, and then you have 50% of your contracted acres sampled by November 29th, which is Black Friday, so it should be an easy date to remember, and you don't have to go out and shop in it. You can just like get those acres in and stay in safety of your own home on a Black Friday. You get entered to win two tickets to FarmCon along with a two-night hotel stay at the Lowe's Hotel Kansas City. I have never been to FarmCon before, but I hear it is a blast. It's put on by the Van Trump family. I hear that it is both educational and you will definitely make some drinking buddies while you're there. So I would say that all of you dealers out there that are listening to this and you have acres that are already in sample plan mode, just mark it ready. Just get it done and get yourself entered into that contest. And if you are not one of our dealers yet, you really should be. So you just need to get in touch with us and get going right away.
Amazing. I want to enter. I don't have many fields to sample here in Florida, but if I could, I would.
Maybe we'll get into oranges next, and then you can like figure out how to do that.
Awesome. Well, Natalie, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. This was a really exciting conversation, and I just can't get enough about this merger that we just went through and in our combined offering. I think it's so exciting and provides so much value to growers of all sorts. So thanks again, Natalie. And of course, stay grounded.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
Don't forget. I'm a little rusty. Thank you, Piper.
That's right.